The Hanley Institute has started running the Collingwood Youth Center, CYC, and is looking for input from youth to guide its program development. Founded by Jenny Hanley in 2018, the Hanley Institute operates a safe, inclusive youth center in Flesherton in a converted church. "We started with 2 kids and now we have over 100, said Hanley, the executive director of the registered charity. Elephant Thoughts, which also operates out of the CYC building at 76 First Street, asked Hanley if she would partner with them. After a series of conversations, the Hanley Institute started at the CYC November 1st. "It's very new," said Hanley. "We are trying to find out from the youth what they like. It doesn't mean what we do in Flesherton is going to be what we do here. It's trying to find a balance so we can run the right programs for them as well." In Flesherton, the group runs an after-school drop-in followed by programs including music, Dungeons and Dragons, cooking, art, sewing, theater, mental health discussions and a boys and a girls discussion club. Collingwood has set up a framework of drop-ins on Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m., followed by programs from 5 to 7 p.m. Alicia Cadwell will be running the Collingwood program open to youth in grades 7 to 10. Snacks and refreshments will always be available. "We want them to come and grow with us," said Hanley. "They are attracting some youth after school who like to hang out, but the programs are not yet well known. So far, Monday is art night. Tuesday is wellness night, yoga, self-care, 5 pillars of health, mental health, meditation. Wednesday is game and homework help night. Thursday is culinary, cooking night and they have a chef who teaches how to make delicious, healthy food. There will also be a community program on Saturday once a month that will start in the new year. It could be something like reading to residents in nursing homes. I'm really big on passion projects, something that can help them in future careers," Cadwell said. "I haven't gotten anyone yet who is super into music, but once I do, we will start a band," she added. "Once we get more students, I'll be looking for volunteers and I'd like a music volunteer," Cadwell said. Hanley was motivated to start the Hanley Institute after working as an addictions counselor at the Portage Drug Addiction Rehabilitation Center for Youth in Allura. One of the youth she worked with died of a drug overdose and it kept playing in her head. She also became a legal guardian for a teenager and found it difficult to find him help. "I didn't realize the lack of resources and lack of knowledge around the issue of drugs and youth and I thought we need to do something. That's how the Hanley Institute was born," Hanley said. "The goal of the youth centers is help youth make life changes, get involved in life and make a difference in their community," said Hanley. "We want them to want better for themselves. When youth enter the center, they are greeted by a mirror, on which is written, 'Say something good about yourself.' That is the cost of admission. They might just say, 'I like my pinky finger.' It's a start. Our main goal is to build self-esteem," Hanley said. All the drop-ins and programs are free of charge. For more information or to make a donation, visit the center during open hours, find them on Instagram or email, thehanleyinstitute@gmail.ca. Donations and volunteers are needed.